When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
Back, everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Wednesday, September 18th edition. We got a 10-gamer on tap for you tonight. It is an ugly pitching slate, so just buyer beware on this one. Tread lightly. It's been a good few days here. I've laid a good consistent run here in the Slack chats and the TQE member Discord, so lots of good stuff there. Let's keep it going on this Wednesday. I'm on Twitter at BDIntric. If you have any questions, hit me up there or jump in the free Slack chat over at fantasysportsdgens.com. Lots of great stuff going on there. Let's get to the totals on this 10-game slate. Mariners, Pirates, 9.5. Blue Jays, Orioles, 9.5. Tigers, Indians, 9.5. Giants, Red Sox, 10. Phillies, Braves, 10. White Sox, Twins, 10. Is he sensing a trend yet? But it gets better. Padres, Brewers, 8.5. Reds, Cubs, waiting on the total there because it's Wrigley. Rays, Dodgers, 9. Rangers, Astros, 9. So we have 10 games. We have 9 totals. 8 of them are 9 or higher. So have some fun tonight, boys and girls. It's going to be a good one. When you're looking at the weather, SF Boston in Boston. Wind blowing in from right field about 9 miles an hour. Philadelphia, Atlanta blowing in from left field about 11 miles an hour. And White Sox, Twins blowing out to left field about 10 miles an hour. Let's get some pitching on this slate. Your high-priced arm is Garrett Cole, 12-8, at home against the Texas Rangers. Awesome spot here for Garrett Cole, just like it was for Verlander yesterday. Cole, when you're averaging 29 points per fantasy start, it's not bad. He's averaging 31 points at home on the season. He's coming off back-to-back 40-plus point performances. He has 6 straight performances of 30 or more DraftKings points. He has 11 or more Ks in those in 6 or 10 or more Ks in 6 straight starts. He's been absolutely electric facing this Texas team that strikes out over 24% of the time. Garrett Cole's a minus 475 home favorite. Garrett Cole's a great play. If you can get up to him, do it. Right below him, Jake Odorizzi, 10-6 at home against the Chicago White Sox. Just mentioned the wind blowing out in Minnesota. And the White Sox bats were very live yesterday, like we talked about they could be. Odorizzi's still in a great spot. He's faced him 3 times this year, averaging 23 points per start. He's been great at home, averaging about 20 points per start at home. He faced Chicago in Chicago 3 starts ago, 6 innings, 5 hits, 2 earned, 8 Ks for 25.3 points. He's getting you about 6 or more Ks in every start to get you that upside, which is huge when you face a Chicago White Sox team that strikes out 26% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Odorizzi a minus 280 favorite in this game. He just keeps the ball in the ballpark, which is interesting because only a 35% ground ball rate, which is not ideal. Almost a 45% fly ball rate. With that wind blowing out to the left, that can get in a little bit of trouble. But as a whole, Jake Odorizzi at that price point at 10-6, very much in play for you tonight. Lastly, 9K and above, Aaron Civale, $9,100 at home against the Detroit Tigers. Civale's faced the Tigers twice this year, averaging over 24 points per start in those appearances. He's getting you a good floor with big, big upside. That's what we're looking for here. He faced Detroit 3 starts back, 7 innings, 6 hits, 2 earned, 5 Ks for 22 points. He's not going to get you many 30-plus point upside games like Odorizzi or even Cole are going to do. But at $9,100 against a Detroit team that you can definitely strike out, a Detroit team that is striking out almost 27% of the time versus right-handed pitching right now, Savali's a minus 295 favorite in this matchup. Bringing a 40% ground ball rate to go with his 21% strikeout rate. So Civale at 91, very strong as well. If you're ranking these guys up top, I got Cole 1, Civale 2, Odorizzi 3. Cole's the guy with the bullet, no doubt about it. Now the rest of the slate's terrifying. Absolutely terrifying. Tony Gonsolin at home versus Tampa Bay is not bad. It's just Gonsolin's not going deep into games. That's the problem with him. So you got to pick your poison there. Is it worth $8,700 to maybe get 5 innings? That's tough to tell. Teherán against Philly, probably not. Leicester at 82 versus Cincinnati, I was debating. If you want to take the risk there, you can. At this point in time, I am not on John Lester. When I was looking at it, I couldn't do it. I like this Reds team versus lefties. Obviously, Eugenio Suarez, Aristis Aquino, Philip Irvin's hitting them very well. There's bats in that lineup I don't mind. Now, could Lester shut him down? No doubt. But Lester's been pretty bad, giving up a lot of hard contact of late, a lot of fly balls. So I get it at 82 on a slate like this. But if I want kind of the same risk but maybe higher reward, I can go to Dylan Bundy at $7,700 at home against the Toronto Blue Jays. Speaking of which, how'd those Blue Jays go last night, boys and girls? Boom. Loved it, loved it, loved it. And they can do it again tonight. That's why Bundy is strictly a GPP play if you want to take the risk, because he has faced Toronto twice this year, averaging over 22 points per start against Toronto. He's coming off a 16-point performance against the Dodgers, then 6 against Texas, 16 against Kansas City, 10 against Tampa Bay, 24 against Kansas City, 5 against New York, but then 18 against Houston, 18 against Toronto, a 4, and then a 19. He's got the ceiling, but also the massive floor. Bundy's been better than people give him credit for this year, but also a lot of the stuff they give him crap for, rightfully deserved, because he's Dylan Bundy and gives up a lot of hard contact. It's actually down this year. His hard contact's actually down to like 32%, which is outstanding for Dylan Bundy standards. It's just below the bad threshold. So it's still good for him. He's got a 41% ground ball rate with a 23% K rate. And Toronto strikes out 26% of the time versus right-handed pitching. So as much as I like the Toronto bats, and they are in play, I'm not saying they aren't in play tonight. That'd be foolish to say they aren't in play against Dylan Bundy. But they have a 4.7 team total. It's like middle of the pack tonight. Lefty's 308, righty's 310 off Bundy. He's not getting smoked all the time. Toronto's got a 306 WOBA, which is average at best, but a 196 ISO. So when they hit it far. So I like Bundy at 77 as a GPP type play. Some salary savings. The only other salary saver I like down here, and ew, is Clay Buchholz. Cletus, $5,800 at home against or at the Baltimore Orioles. Cletus has just, it's rough. He's got, you know, 4, 9, 14, 14, minus 9, 7, 4, 7, 12. It's not pretty with Cletus. We know this. But there's always upside when you face the Baltimore Orioles. Now, could Baltimore be in play? Definitely. When we look at pricing on bats, maybe Baltimore or Toronto's cheap. We take the value. We pay up the pitching. I'm going to do my damnedest to have two of those three guys up top. I'm going to do everything I can to have those guys up top and take value bats. There's no Coors in play. There's offense all over the slate based on those totals. We can find value and make it happen. But if you need to go to Clay Buchholz facing the Baltimore Orioles, a team that strikes out 23% of the time versus righties, go for it. It's dicey as hell, as we know, but go for it. So recapping your pitching, this is how good pitching is tonight, guys. Great stuff. Gerrit Cole, Savali, Odorizzi up top. I'm going to try to get two of those three the best I can. And then down below, you got Bundy and Buchholz. I'll use Bundy and Buchholz. I know the risk. There's risk all over this slate, but it's dicey. Dicey to say the least. All right, let's get to the bats. There should be a plenty based on what we just went through right there. But before we do, let me talk to you about Superdraft. Great new way to play daily fantasy sports. It's different. It's different than the mall because there's no pricing, guys. No pricing at all. It's an exclusive multiplier point system. So you play all the guys you want, whoever you want, and the beauty of it is, you take the risks. If you want all the popular chalky guys, they might only be 1x, so you get the points straight across the board. You want to go take a risk, though? Go take a gamble. Get a 1.5x guy or 2x. See what happens. So there's lots of ways to go about it. I'd recommend pitching like Cole, Odorizzi, or Savali tonight. Those two guys. That'd be a good way to start your day. And then just stack up all the bats that make you happy. So go check out Superdraft. If you're new to Superdraft, it's in your app store under Superdraft, or it's online at superdraft.io. And use promo code Bubba when you sign up. When you register for the site, use promo code Bubba. Make your first deposit and get a free deposit bonus of $10 or more. So go check it out. Superdraft, awesome way to play daily fantasy sports. Good football contest, baseball, and golf is there as well. Tons of overlay. So come check it out at Superdraft in your app store. Promo code Bubba. All about those bats. Let's get at it. You got Omar Narvaez went deep yesterday. He's $4,200 versus Agrizal. Not a bad look for you there. Same with Yasmani Grandal at 42 versus Denelson Lamet. Good spots there. Steven Vogt, the Giants and Red Sox played a marathon last night. So I'm not sure if Vogt will be in the lineup, but if he is, only 4K versus Jalice Chacin I like a lot. You can target lefties versus Chacin. And I liked Vogt yesterday against Eovaldi. He put up a 9 spot yesterday, but you know, it would have looked a lot better if he had gone 1 for 7, because I was like 1 for 2 at that point in time. But still, not a bad play at $4,000. When you get below 4K, though, it gets a little dicey, as you'd expect, but there are definite options. If Chance Sisko's in the lineup versus Buchholz at 38, I can dig that. Did he return to the lineup? Oh, my. Is he back? Nope, he's not. They just put a little alert. And I need to change something for you here, because I'm looking at guys here. When I made my when I took my notes last night, he was not pitching for Milwaukee, but now Adrian Hauser is pitching for Milwaukee. Adrian Hauser at $5,300 is outstanding at home against San Diego. There is your chalk. There is your punt. There is everything you need. You can go Hauser and a big dog up top and get and you can just tickle your fancy all day long. So Adrian Hauser at $5,300, great play for San Diego for that price point. There is your punt, folks. Sorry to miss that one. I always take my pitching notes the night before. Then I do my first look at bats with you guys. And saw that, and that's a big standout spot. So Adrian Hauser at 53 is a phenomenal punt. You can pair him with the boys up top and rock and roll. Back to the catchers, because we know we love catchers so much. Brian McCann versus Zach Eflin at 33, definite upside there. Nice left-handed bat for Zach Eflin. We like that quite a bit. Danny Jansen at 3K versus Dylan Bundy. You can go there for sure. And then you go below 3K, and it's all about checking your lineups per usual. You can go like Kirk Casale versus Lester if you need to. Zach Collins versus Odorizzi. Collins went deep yesterday. He's a good lefty power bat and a GPP for cheap versus Odorizzi. I don't mind that at all. But other than that, value-wise, will definitely come out when lineups come out. First base, you got the likes of Trey Boo Boo against Buchholz. Trey went deep yesterday, swinging a great bat, hitting 317 over his last 10, averaging almost 12 points per game over his last 10 games. So Trey's a good spot there at 49. You got Freddie Freeman at 49 versus Eflin. Freeman let me down yesterday. I really liked him. Still got you 8 points. That's the crazy part, because he got walked 3 freaking times. They were not pitching to him yesterday. And he's got great, great plate discipline. He's in another good spot here tonight at $4,900 for Zach Eflin. Atlanta has a 5.5 team total. Lefty's 351, righty's 280 versus Eflin. So really good spot there for Freddie Freeman at $4,900. Carlos Santana and the Indians were nice last night. Santana, 13 points. He's 48 versus the Bull tonight. Big fan of that. When we recorded yesterday, the Bull was supposed to be pitching, so we loved the Indians then. They made crappy changes in the Tigers' rotation, so we still love the Indians. And a shocker, Turnbull's back in. We love the Indians again tonight. So go get them, Tiger. When you go on down farther, Jose Abreu went from 5,200 yesterday to 44 today. That's more the Jose Abreu we like. He had 8 points for you yesterday. He's averaging 12 over his last 10. I don't mind that versus Jake Odorizzi. On Odorizzi's career, he was a heavy, heavy reverse splits guy. This season, I'm seeing 280 lefties, 316 righties, so still showing those reverse splits. If you want to get weird with the White Sox, I don't hate it. But Abreu at 44, definitely contrarian with upside in his matchup. A few others. Reese Hoskins went deep yesterday. He's 42 versus Tejeron. Brandon Belt went deep yesterday. He's 4K versus Chacin. That's some good value, because you can definitely pick on Chacin. The Giants have a 4.5 team total. Lefties 385, righties 313 with Chacin. So a guy like Brandon Belt at 4K, you got a chance to finally use him if you want to. And then below 4K, it was a shame CJ Cron wasn't in the lineup yesterday. That was a massive bummer. But like Rowdy Tellez at 38 versus Bundy, he's in play for you. Eric Thames in your GPPs at 38 versus Denelson Lamet. Justin Smoke at 36, mentioned him as a value yesterday. He went deep. He's definitely a value for you again today. Second base position, Jose Altuve versus the lefty Allard is a great play. Allard's been pretty good, but this is the Houston Astros we're talking about here, who have a 6.6 team total. Lefty's 359, righty's 306 versus the lefty. So he's showing some early reverse splits. But Altuve versus a lefty, I'll take time and time again. So don't mind that at all at 51. Sliding on down farther, though, Ozzie Albies at 48 is outstanding. 10 more points last night. He tripled in his first at-bat yesterday. The dude is just beasting out of late. Great spot for Eflin at $4,800. Like that Albies a lot. Johnny VR, our boy, 47 tonight. Went to Ding Dong City last night. Got you 19 points on the slate. 19, 10, and 16 in his last 3, 7, and 15. So 10 or more in 4 of his last 5. Gets Cletus tonight. So a good spot there for Johnny VR at 47. Like that quite a bit. Kevin Biggio. I mention him every show because he's got so much GPP upside. and he went banana lands last night. He got you 50 DraftKings points. If you played Gavin Biggio in your Toronto Blue Jays stacks, and I don't mention him every day, but when there's a great spot against a crappy pitcher, Gavin's is on my list. And he went bananas. He went hit for the cycle, 50 points. He stole two bags. He's averaging 14 over his last 10. He's hitting 351 over his last 10 games with seven extra base hits, four stolen bases. He's in a great spot tonight again versus Dylan Bundy. It's not a smash spot as yesterday, but it's still a great spot because what he brings to the table, it's so underappreciated from what his stat line shows. So Biggio at 45, still a great GPP play tonight. Not nearly as good as last night. I'm not going to kid you. Still a phenomenal play. Moustakas went deep yesterday. He's 43 versus Lamet. Good look for you there. Luis Arias at 41 versus Ivan Nova. Arias is a very good cash game play on the daily with GPP upside, 13 points in each of the last two games. 4,100, get a little bit of a price bump here. You expect a lot of the Twins to get price bumps, as yesterday they were priced for Giolito. They got Detweiler. Tonight they're priced for Ivan Nova, so they should be priced accordingly. Arias at 41, still a very solid play at that price point. Mauricio Dubon at 38, don't hate it. It just sucked. He was batting ninth yesterday. Shed Long, the guy I gravitated towards yesterday, he went deep, got you 19 points. He's 3,800 bucks. He was a big-time prospect, kind of stumbled a little bit, but he's getting everyday playing time. He's hitting 342 over his last 10 games with three home runs, averaging 9 points per game. He's 3,800 bucks, leading off for the Seattle Mariners. It's a bad ballpark, but it didn't stop him yesterday, and he gets Agrizal today. When you look at Seattle, 4.56 team total, lefties 327, righties 353 versus Agrizal. So if you're looking for some value, a guy like Shed Long at 38, he fits that bill big time. Ben Zobrist at 37 versus Molly, I don't mind. If you're stacking Baltimore, Hanser Alberto at 37 is a guy we like. We love him versus lefties, but if you're stacking him, I don't mind it because he'll get on base, score some runs, could be very sneaky for you. And like Brock Holt at 34 has some value. Luis Urias versus Hauser at 33. A few other guys will be mixing and matching down here, but those are the main targets at the second base position. Third base, you got Bregman at 54 versus Aller. That's a great spot. Bregs went deep yesterday. Miguel Sano, loved him yesterday. He went to Ding Dong City. He's 5K versus Nova. Another great spot for Sano tonight. Eugenio Suarez versus Johnny Lester at 48. You got to love that one. Eugenio versus a lefty there. The Cincinnati Reds, the Red Legs. Lefty's 370, righty's 337 off Lester. Really good spot there for Eugenio Suarez. Yoan Moncada at 46. Big power bat for Odorizzi. Don't hate that at all, especially with that wind blowing out in Minnesota. Kyle Seager, if you want to get weird in stacks, Seattle, it's a weird stack. I'll give it to you because Pittsburgh's just not a great place to go off, but it's a good matchup versus Agrizal. Seager at 43, got Moustakas at 43, like we talked about. Arias at 41, some familiar faces there. But then you got Vladito at 39, went 2-for-4, two base knocks and a walk. Only 8 points, but he's going to have a monster game soon. He's got that feel about him. It's coming soon with Vladito. Enjoy the value while you can. 3,900 bucks is very nice. You got Marwin Gonzalez putting up a 15-burger for you last night. 15, 7, and 14 in his last three. He's 3,800 bucks. He's starting to get hot again. Remember when we rode him earlier this year when he was so cheap? Went on an absolute tear, and then he got hurt. He's back. He looks like he's getting healthy. Third base outfield eligible versus Ivan Nova at 3,800 bucks. I like that quite a bit. We mentioned Hanser Alberto already. You got Colin Moran versus Seattle situation at 34. Don't mind that at all either. Heading over to shortstop. Bregman at 54. Lindor, I had a smash lineup last night, and Lindor had a goose egg for me. It's so depressing. I'll go right back to that. Well, he's 5,300 tonight. I loved him before because he's 48. But 53 versus the Bull, you can definitely take advantage of that with Lindor. A few other options for you. Jorge Polanco's up to 49. Good piece of a Minnesota stack. Johnny Villar at 47. I love that play. Like I said earlier, really good spot for Johnny Villar. If you go on down farther, like a Gene Segura at 41 versus Tehran. I like Gene more versus lefties than righties, but it's a good piece of a Philly stack at his value. Nico Horner's up to 38. His value was cool because he's batting eighth. If he starts creeping up, paying that price tag is not nearly as sexy. You got J.P. Crawford, 3,600 bucks. He's batting second for Seattle. Got you 9 points last night. Like, if you want to go with the Seattle stack, it's pretty much Shed Long, J.P. Crawford, Kyle Lewis, and if you want to throw Kyle Seager, you can. But you can just go with the three young studs and showcase what Seattle's future looks like. And they've been very, very productive, and they're cheap, really cheap. So something to think about there. Outfield, lots of options. Jordan Alvarez went deep last night. He's 56 in a great spot again tonight. So is George Springer. Ronald Acuna, 53. Good piece to an Atlanta stack. Whoa, Nelly. Shocker, didn't do crap last night except get you 13 points. But he walked three times, one for three, three walks, two runs scored. They did not want to pitch to him. He still got you 13 points. He's $5,200 versus Nova. I'll go right back to that well in a great matchup there. I like Austin Meadows a lot facing the righty Tony Gonsolin at 5K. Meadows always gets overlooked. Good spot here versus Gonsolin. Lefties are hitting 282, righties 286, but Meadows has a big upside in a matchup like this at 5K. Mentioned Trey Boo Boo at 49. I like that a lot as well. Lourdes Gurriel, 48. Got you 5 points last night. He had a base running Boo Boo last night, or it could have gotten better. But he's in play if you're stacking him up. But there's some cheaper Toronto outfielders you know we like in this game. Bryce Harper versus Tejeron at 48 is very nice. So is Max Kepler and Eddie Rosario at 47 versus Ivan Nova. Both really solid looks there. Oscar Mercado, for a while there, it was only crushing lefties. Now he's crushing everybody. Went deep last night, 21 points. He's averaging 11.4 over his last 10, while he's hitting 395 with six extra base hits over that stretch. Mercado at 46 versus Turnbull. Really, really solid play tonight. I'm so glad we found Adrian Houser because I can get some big boy bats with some big boy pitching. I am very excited about this. I mentioned Mike Yastrzemski yesterday being an awesome play, returning to Boston where his grandpa played. He hit a monster shot. In that one, he's 45 tonight versus Chacin. Still a very, very solid play for you there. Nick Castellanos at 45, I like. So Kyle Schwarber as well at 44. So some of our normal Cubs value is getting priced up now against Tyler Mahle tonight, of all people, who's actually an okay pitcher, but lefties are hitting 345, righties 284 off of Mahle. A few other guys. Randall Grichuk's the outfielder I love in Toronto. He went deep for us again yesterday, averaging 11 points over his last 10. He has nine extra base hits over his last 10 games, including five home runs. The dude just mashes. He doesn't hit for a great average, hitting 270 over that span, but he mashes. His hard contact is insane. So Randall Grichuk at 43, I am all about that base. A few more you can target down here. There'll be plenty with these guys. Like Aristis Aquino's down to 42. He went deep yesterday. Good GPP value. Brian Reynolds is down to 42 as he's in a bit of a slump, but a good spot to bounce back tonight. You got Tommy Pham down here. A few others. Anthony Santander's 4K. He's in a slump. Nick Markakis I like a lot, though, at 4K. He's not slumping. Put up only 3 points yesterday, but 3-3, 18-12 since his return from the IL. Those are his four games since his return. He's got a hit in every game. Very productive piece of a potential blow-up Atlanta stack, so don't hate that. Eloy Jimenez at 4K. If you're going that route against against Odorizzi, I don't mind that at all. And then just keep sliding down. You got Josh Naylor's a GPP-type play. Greg Allen at 38, a nice cheap Cleveland piece. As he had a decent night last night, got you 9 points for cheap at the back end of that Cleveland lineup. Marvin Gonzalez, only 38. Kyle Lewis, like we talked about, $3,800 for Seattle. Shedlong's 38. Shedlong second base or outfield eligible. Trent Grisham, 38, leading off for Milwaukee. Only 2 points last night, but if you're going to stack Milwaukee, you don't leave Trent Grisham out. JBJ went deep yesterday. He's 37 versus Samardzija. Another good spot for him. Mentioned Benny Zobrist earlier. Josh Van Meter, probably not tonight, but he could be if you need him. And there's just so many options down here. We don't have to go over all of them. Jake Cave, though, at 35 is a great play against Nova. Great value versus Nova. Jake Cave at 35, I like that quite a bit. Really, really good value there. All right, recapping your pitching on this slate. You got Cole, Savali, Odorizzi up top. Down below, Hauser, Bundy, Buchholz. That's where you'll be looking to, for your pitching. Lovely pitching on this slate. And then your bats. Don't mind the Reds versus Lester. But I'll be focusing my attention on Minnesota versus Covey, Cleveland versus Turnbull. I don't hate Houston, but Minnesota, Cleveland will be two of my favorite targets. Arizona, I'll like quite a bit as well. The Toronto-Baltimore game could be sneaky. So can Seattle. So lots of ways to go. There could be other ones that pop up throughout the day, but definite options on this slate. Let's check out your BVP and send you on your way. Chris Davis with a C. 9 for 29 on the double and two homers off of Cletus. Shocker. Jason Kipnis is out. Oscar Mercado, 5 for 11 with a double off Spencer Turnbull. Carlos Santana, 5 for 13, two doubles. A few others to look at here. JD Martinez went deep off of Jeff Samardzija. Buster Posey, 12 for 34, double and a homer off Julius Chacin. Stephen Fote's taking Chacin deep. Crawford's taking him deep. Belt's taking him deep. as well. Josh Donaldson, 6-for-11, 4 doubles and a homer off Eflin. Duvall, 5-for-8, 2 homers. Swanson, Acuna, Flowers, Albies, Freeman have all taken Eflin deep as a team hitting 338 with a 486 WOBA and a 400 ISO. Bryce Harper, he likes Julio Teheran, one would say. 18-for-45, 3 doubles, 8 home runs off of Julio Teheran. That's good. That's really good. Gene Segura, 8-for-24, 3 home runs off Teheran. Not bad. Cesar Hernandez, 3 homers. Bruce, 2. Realmuto, 1. Good stuff there from the Fightin' Phils. A few others. Jonathan Scope, 6-for-18, 2 doubles, 2 homers off of Nova. Nelson Cruz, 6-for-19, a double and 2 homers. Sano, 4-for-10 with a double. Kepler's taking him deep. Marvin Gonzalez, 5-for-14. So they hit Nova very, very well. Abreu, 9-for-23, 2 doubles off of Odorizzi. That's not bad at all, as we'd expect. Zobrist, Baez, Schwarber, Almora, and Hayward have all taken Tyler Mahle deep. Eugenio Suarez, shocker, folks. 14-for-39, 3 doubles and 5 home runs at 359 average versus Johnny Lester. Love it. Peraza, 12-for-34, double and a triple. Freddie Galvis, 2 home runs. Votto's taking him deep. As a team, they're at 299 off of Lester. Very nice stuff there. Danny Santana, 7-for-9 with a double and a homer off of Cole. Cinsyu Chu, 5-for-18, 2 homers. Andrus, 5-for-18. Surprising stuff there. I'm not going to go full Rangers just by reading that, but surprising stuff, to say the least. Well, that'll wrap it up. Wednesday edition of Quick Hits in the Books. It's a doozy of a slate, folks. 10-game slate, and it's got all kinds of weirdness going on out there. So if you have any questions, I'm on Twitter at BDIntric, and come join the Fantasy DGen Slack chat for free, or come over to thequantedge.com, use promo code Bubba, and get the discounts you need over there as well. Also, check out Superdraft. I'm telling you, promo code Bubba, free $10 deposit bonus on your first deposit of $10 or more. Awesome way to play daily fantasy sports. Come try all that out. We got the 2-point conversion NFL DFS podcast with myself and James dropped last night to preview the Week 3 action. New Bench with Bubba, episode 212 with Steve Rappin of Fighting Chance Fantasy, recapping the Week 2 fantasy football action with a look ahead to Week 3. The Always Pressing PGA DFS podcast with myself and Jesse previewing this week's Sanderson Farms is out there. Tons of cool stuff going on. Come check it out at fantasydegens.com. We got guys talking up all kinds of Champions League, all the sports in the Slack chat. So come join us over there. But until next time, this was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Wednesday, September 18th edition. I'm out.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.